Democrat Representative Abigail Spenberger welcomes president to district despite previous criticism. By Jacob Bliss on February 11, 2022. Vulnerable Representative Abigail Spenberger, DBA, who has criticized President Joe Biden's political judgment in the past in an attempt to appear moderate, welcomed the president to her district to discuss his far-left agenda on Thursday. Spenberger, who is in a vulnerable spot for re-election and has criticized Biden in the past to appear moderate, welcomed him to her congressional district. Before Biden took the stage, Spenberger said to an audience that she wanted to welcome President Biden and his team to her district. She added that he is proud to bring the president to her district. Spenberger also tweeted support for the president upon arriving in her district, saying she was glad to welcome Biden to Virginia's 7th district. However, while she appears to welcome Biden to her district, her office was initially unable to confirm to Breitbart News that she would be meeting the president in person when asked earlier in the week. In fact, Spenberger only confirmed through social media after Breitbart News inquired about her plans and published an article stating her office did not give a response. This came after last November when she expressed criticism to Biden, his administration, and his agenda. Her sudden reversal may have been a ploy to look more moderate since it happened after Republicans swept the state election, taking back the governorship, the lieutenant governorship, attorney general position, and the state house. She criticized him and his agenda, saying, "Nobody elected him to be FDR. They elected him to be normal and stop the chaos." Additionally, while the gas prices were rapidly rising across the country, Spenberger also said, during an interview, that responsibility ultimately falls on Biden, and she was proud to be among members of Congress sounding the alarm on the severity of the issue of high gas prices. "There are a variety of contributing impacts, but certainly, I think the buck stops with the president. And I'm proud to be among those legislators on Capitol Hill that continue to ring the alarm bells about how serious this is," Spenberger stated. Furthermore, during another interview, she also criticized the Afghanistan withdrawal that Biden botched, saying, "I think it was a disaster. I think it was chaotic. I think it was really, really hard to watch. Particularly for anyone who's ever spent time in Afghanistan or spent years of their lives focused on kind of the future and the possibility that existed in Afghanistan," she added. Breitbart News previously reported that Democrats' candidates in tough elections and re-elections across the county appear to be avoiding being seen with or speaking about Biden, while his approval ratings have continued to drop after being in office for over a year. But her past comments could have been an attempt to look more moderate, as it now appears that she wants to be seen with the president. Since Spenberger's previous comments came before her congressional district went through a once-a-decade redistricting process to favor Democrats by 2 points instead of a Republican candidate by 5 points, according to 538. Despite the criticisms, the Congresswoman has still voted with Biden 100% of the time. Camille Gallo, a spokeswoman for the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, said in a statement, "Virginians can see clear as day that Abigail Spenberger completely supports Joe Biden's failed agenda that is fueling inflation, giving handouts to illegal immigrants, ignoring violent crime and terminating parental rights." While Biden was speaking about health care, he wanted to ensure the audience that Abigail Congresswoman has a background in it. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.